This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
We're kicking off hour number two of the show. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the wiki. It's our newest feature on our website. It is a vault of knowledge, a cornucopia of information, and it's fully user-editable, meaning anybody can go in and add and change and add new pages and modify things. It's neat, but so can everyone else at the wiki. That's wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, coming up this hour, we are going to get into the 10 alleged facts from the DEA. Drug Enforcement Administration, they're scared for their jobs. They're freaking out because the drug legalization movement is making some headway for good reason. We're going to come back to this because they've got a bunch of alleged facts that they want to present to the American public to try to scare them back into believing that drugs should be illegal. But let's go to the phones first because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Triddle, what's up?
Really quickly, there is a really interesting post on the BBS where I believe I thoroughly destroy the notion that we can ever stop the production of methamphetamine.
Oh, really?
It's called Tweakers, and it's in The Issues. And it's a very detailed analysis of how to manufacture it and why you can never stop it.
Well, why can you never stop it?
The solution they have is predicated on the idea that no one can manufacture either ephedra or pseudoephedrine except for the 9 current labs in the world. And that's just flat out wrong because any drug dealer with the proper motivation, and profit is a great motivation,
solve it.
But the reason I'm calling in tonight is because the post on the BBS about the most recent torture pictures pushed me over the edge. So I'm forming my first protest, and I'd like to get your guys' help.
Really?
Okay.
Yes. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. First of all, it's going to be in downtown Portland, Oregon, in a very public place. And
okay. You live in Washington. Why go to Oregon?
Well, because it's right across the river from me.
I see. Okay.
So I would like to recreate the atmosphere in Abu Ghraib in the public. And I would like to have people being bound and beaten, lots of yelling and screaming.
I'm all for it. Put a thing on my head and tie me up.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do. I want guards yelling obscenities at the prisoners and lots of makeup and stage blood.
And, wow, it sounds like you definitely get some press coverage on that.
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea, and I'm really excited about it, but I do need some help.
I don't know. You know, I would start by going and looking into contacting any local anti-war groups. The Libertarian Party, the Greens might be interested in something like that. Any groups that have sort of typically been always against the war. That's who I would start with.
Okay. Also started the thread about this on the BBS.
Mm-hmm.
It's also in The Issues. And
that's on our website at freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And I made a call for the public for ideas and advice, and I'd really appreciate that. And I'm also going to need some money. I've researched this, and it's going to cost at least several hundred dollars just for the permits. And
got to get fake blood and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, we're going to need some heaters, too, because it's cold out here, and we're going to have half-naked people being beaten, so we're going to have to keep them warm.
Good points, Triddle. I'm interested in finding out what happens with all this. I think it's a neat idea, and who knows? You might get international press off of something like that.
Well, I'm really not concerned about that. I just think that
the more exposure, the better, right?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind at all.
Well, the great thing about it is it's going to be so visual.
That's right.
You're going to have something that the news cameras, are going to want to focus on.
You got it.
They're going to want to put you on the nightly news at night. So I think it's a brilliant idea. Start with those suggestions, and then I'm sure the people that you contact will be able to point you in some other directions. Thanks for the call, Triddle. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Now, it's those kind of creative ideas that we need to start flowing in this country, man. Which creative protests, civil disobedience, dissent. It's good stuff. It's good for America to have dissent.
I think it is.
800-259-9231 to Rob in Hawaii. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hey, great to be on.
Hey,
that
what's
previous
up?
Caller should make sure that he gets a mention of the Free State Project somewhere in his protest. Make sure that makes it onto the cameras.
If always a good idea.
Decide to do that. That's really only one of the major only hopes we have for liberty. And he also mentioned something about methamphetamines. It's quite easy to get ephedra out of a Chinese herbal plant that you can buy by the truckload for fairly cheap. In fact, it's the easiest way to manufacture it right now.
You just sort of chemically reduce it? You just pull it out of there?
Yeah, you chemically extract the ephedra straight out of the plant. You don't need ephedrine. You can make meth with ephedrine.
Are they eyeballing the Chinese plant? Are they eyeballing orders to see, who's ordering big amounts of it?
Yeah, they're starting to think about banning that as well, but I haven't heard too much on it. People are still focused on attacking the cold medicine companies to,
yeah.
Well, to realize like, that the real big money's in Ephedra.
Absolutely. But, and the real players in the methamphetamine manufacturing game aren't going to Walmart and buying cold medicine. They're, like you're saying, they're ordering bulk product. They're doing bulk reduction. They're doing bulk extraction. And these guys are not they're not playing games.
That's how you make money. And you mentioned something the other day that was an error. You mentioned the price of drugs is artificially inflated by 1,700% or
that's
something like
that. That's what
I've
heard, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually quite far off. Probably something more in the ballpark of 17,000%. Several hundred times inflated. If you look at now here in Hawaii, the price of a high THC ingrown marijuana is around $3,000, $4,000 per pound for like a Black Widow. And you could probably manufacture that in a free market. For
Is that grown on the island? I'm sorry, Rob. Is that $3,000, $4,000 a pound? Is that grown on the island or imported?
Either. It wouldn't really matter. It can go up to as high as $8,000 a pound for a decent quality.
Yikes. Now think about that. Yeah, just compare that to, go to the store, go to the grocery store, and go buy yourself a pound of lettuce. What's that going to cost you?
or a pound of tobacco. Now,
yeah,
which, of course, tobacco has a lot of taxes on it.
Right.
So you'd have to extract the tax from the cost.
But as far as green
can of Bugler.
Yeah, as far as green leafy substance is concerned, that really is just tremendous. It's such a huge markup. Mm-hmm.
Lettuce is probably harder to grow.
There's another drug called GBH, which is extremely easy to make.
GHB? GHB, it's got a sort of a severe alcohol effect to it, but really dangerous.
It's a date rape drug. Yeah.
GBH is a punk band from the 80s.
Oh, I get that. I got the acronym messed up.
Anyway, what about it?
Anyway, fairly easy to make, and a lot of life extension initiatives are used right now for, and getting a better night's sleep and an increased growth hormone secretion at night.
Really?
That's fairly easy to purchase and bring here, too, and you can get a several hundred markup on that over the cost of your ingredients.
Well, Rob, we certainly appreciate the expertise, man. Thanks for the call. Have a good night. 800-259-9231. $4,000 for a pound of green leafy substance. That's so outrageous, man, which it really is. I mean, I can go and buy a bag of salad for $3, and there's 16 ounces of salad there. 800-259-9231. So, all right, let's get to this DEA list. Oh, I claimed last hour, we read the first fact, the alleged facts from the DEA as to why the drug war should continue. And their first fact is that they've made significant progress in fighting drug use and drug trafficking in America. Now's not the time to abandon our efforts. And they claim that 95% of Americans do not use drugs. And I said, well, they're not citing things. Well, okay, yes, they are. If you click on the links on these facts, and I will post this on our bulletin board system here shortly, then they go down, they get into greater detail on their claims. But, of course, all of their statistics are coming from DEA-funded studies.
Mm.
All of their statistics are coming from studies like the source, DEA, the drug trade in Colombia, looking at the statistics from Colombia. Then the claim with the 95% of Americans that don't use drugs, source, 2003, National Drug Control Strategy. So they're just citing their themselves on this particular source, and that, to me, seems a little bit questionable. Just a little bit. 800-259-9231. So let's continue here with the DEA's laundry list of reasons why they think the war on drugs should continue. Fact number two, a balanced approach of prevention, enforcement, and treatment is the key in the fight against drugs. Yes, they're just trying to find the right balance, man, which that's all they've been doing over the past 30 years with this war on drugs. They've been trying to strike the exact right balance, and then they'll find the key that will end it all overnight.
No,
okay, it's silly. 800-259-9231. Fact number three is the best one, though, so far. Illegal drugs are illegal because they're harmful? Oh, so all the legal drugs aren't harmful? We're coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free. You can sign up for the updates, and we'll let you know whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So the DEA, they're scared, Manwich. They're getting kind of frightened about this whole drug legalization movement because we're gaining some ground. And for good reason. It's sensible to end the war on drugs. The war on drugs is insane. It is a war on our friends. It is a war on our family members. It's a war on the people that live next door to you that aren't hurting anybody else. They just prefer to use a different drug than some other people.
The first sensible step seems to me to be decriminalizing marijuana.
Absolutely.
Or just making it,
legal.
A finable incident or something like that.
Yeah. That's the first sensible step, and of course that's what's scaring the DEA, the fact that the marijuana legalization movement is really kind of gaining some ground. It's not a huge amount of ground, but there are 11 states now that have a medical marijuana law on the books. Of course, the DEA just ignores it, and they keep rating people. And
we hate that.
They're terrible. But they've created a summary of the top 10 facts about legalization. These are facts according to the DEA, which, of course, are questionable at best. We're going to analyze these here for you. Fact number two. Their first fact was that they've made significant progress in fighting drug use, which is a total lie. There are more drugs now on the streets than there ever were in the past, more dangerous drugs on the streets now than there were in the past, and there's plenty of drug users out there. Fact number two, a balanced approach of prevention, enforcement, and treatment is the key to the fight against drugs. A successful drug policy must apply a balanced approach of prevention, enforcement, and treatment. All three aspects are crucial. For those who end up hooked on drugs, there are innovative programs like drug treatment courts that offer nonviolent users the option of seeking treatment. Oh, they're so warm and fuzzy and caring now, man, which they're offering us options.
It's nice. No options.
Oh, wait, what about the 800,000, almost 800,000 marijuana smokers who were arrested last year? What about them? Oh, I see. So you get to arrest the person first, ruin their night, throw them in jail, then they go to the arraignment, and then they're given the option of being thrown into a treatment program? And you want me to just think that that's just the greatest thing in the world? I'm sorry. I know lots of marijuana smokers. They're regular people. They're doctors, they're lawyers, they're truck drivers, they're everybody. And they work hard for their living. They like to smoke a joint when they get done with work for the day. That's all they do. What do you want? Why do you want to force them into treatment? Why can't they seek treatment on their own if they want to? I mean, if they believe that there's a problem with what it is that they're doing, and personally, I don't. If they believe that they have a problem, they should be free to seek the treatment on their own. Why is that so radical?
Well, there's treatment for alcohol, and there could be very well treatment for marijuana.
It's called Narcotics Anonymous. Marijuana, and I think they might actually have Marijuana Anonymous. I'm not sure about that.
I think they have Narcotics Anonymous, but
so you want to provide treatment? Provide it as an option. Let it be on the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
There really is an option. Yeah, there are people that do want it, and they will seek it. For those that want to continue using drugs, let them be free to continue using drugs. Oh, but the DEA has a claim for that, and we're going to get to it. Fact number three: illegal drugs are illegal because they're harmful. There's a growing misconception that some illegal drugs can be taken safely. For example, savvy drug dealers have learned how to market drugs like ecstasy to the youth. Some in the legalization lobby even claim such drugs have medicinal value, despite the lack of conclusive scientific evidence.
Now, that's the most ridiculous thing. Ecstasy was legal. It was a prescription drug. Of course it has medicinal value. Doctors, psychologists...
I don't think it was a prescription drug, was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just legal.
No.
Okay.
It was a prescription drug for... They would often use it for marital aid.
Interesting. Well, and it's also interesting that the DEA has approved recently clinical trials of MDMA, which is the real chemical in ecstasy. So here they are saying that there's no medical value, but yet they have approved medical testing for it. So they're even contradicting their own opinion in this particular case. And there's plenty of evidence that shows that medical marijuana helps people. We've talked about it several times on Free Talk Live. You've got AIDS patients that take it to suppress the nausea that they get from taking all the medications that they take. The AIDS patients, they have all kinds of crazy experimental medications that they take. And that kind of messes with your belly a little bit in some cases. And so if you take the medication but then puke it up 5 minutes later or 10 minutes later... It's not doing you any good.
No.
So if you take the medication, you smoke a little marijuana.
You can't eat.
Right. You take the medication, smoke a little marijuana to keep the medication down, then it does its work. It does what it's intended to do. So we've had people tell us personal accounts on the air about how they use this product. We've talked about the Steve Covey situation out in California, a man with adrenal cancer, who has found, and studies in Spain have found, they can't do studies in America, but studies in Spain have found that it helps actually to reduce the adrenal cancer. Mm-hmm. It stops the spread of it, absolutely. This man uses it to stay alive, and yet they've now locked him in prison for it. 60 years old. He's got two kids.
You know, doctors are prescribing this stuff in America. I don't see where anyone gets off saying no.
The DEA knows what's best, man, which... I mean, the DEA should be your doctor. They know everything, apparently, about drugs. And the claim that illegal drugs are illegal because they're harmful? What about all the other drugs that are legal? Wait, are you telling me that if I go and get myself some hydrocodone tonight and pop 10 of them, I'm going to be okay? Is that going to be copacetic? How about if I drink 70 bottles of NyQuil tonight? Will I be all right? Is that going to harm me at all? That's just the most ludicrous, that's one of the most ludicrous, outlandish claims. Let's talk to Yates in North Carolina. Yates, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Yates?
Nothing much. Of course, I agree a little bit with your war on drugs, or with what you're saying here on the war on drugs. You're on a little bit of a rant, though, Ian. I mean...
Yeah, it makes me angry. My friends have been put in jail for this stuff, man.
I know. I've had some close calls myself. I've never... I mean, I don't really smoke anymore, but I've had some close calls in the past, and it is scary as shit what they can do.
Yeah, well, you're on live radio. You got to be careful. Can't let you get away with that again. Okay,
working
so yes,
man's language. Sorry,
it is frightening. And you're fortunate that you weren't picked up. You're fortunate that you didn't end up spending a night in jail. I mean, can you imagine how angry and jaded you might be if you had?
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But
I mean, it's hard enough for me. It's hard enough for me to watch my friends having to waste their lives going and spending time in the system as a result of simply having some marijuana on them and being in the wrong place at the wrong time or something like that.
But there are cool cops out there, too. I mean, I had a friend that, you know, he got busted downtown Athens by this young cop. And then it was late, like 3 o'clock in the morning. And then the chief of police drove up and, you know, recognized the kid because he'd known him. He'd lived in that town his whole life.
Right.
And when he realized that this cop, this young cop, was going to bust him for, you know, a film case full of bud,
mm-hmm.
a very, very small amount. He, you know, took it and dropped it on the sidewalk, you know, stepped on it and said, you know, drive on.
Told well, him. Yeah, that's cooler than an arrest, sure. It's certainly disrespecting somebody else's property, but Yates, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Yeah, this is definitely my favorite, most rantable topic because I've been on the inside, man, which I've been in the drug culture. I know the people. They're good people, man. They're not out there trying to apply little children with drugs, which is the next claim they make. They're going to make the claim that ecstasy is being pushed on kids because they have smiley faces on them. More coming up.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the show. Bring up what's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com with the live streaming that we have. We honestly have been having a little bit of trouble with the streams over the past few days. We're working on getting those kinks taken care of. So if you continue to experience trouble, please continue to report it, because if you don't report, we don't know about it. So shoot me an email, ian@freetalklive.com, if you got trouble with the stream tonight. But as far as I know, it's been working. I have not seen any trouble reports yet tonight. So we got a broadband stream for you, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them are for free at freetalklive.com. In the midst of the DEA's top 10 facts, or so they claim, on legalization. First fact, allegedly, was that they've made significant progress in the war on drugs, which is total bunk. Drugs are bigger than they've ever been. Number two, balanced approach of prevention, enforcement, and treatment is the key. What? Well, haven't you found the right balance yet? It's been 30-plus years of this war. What's taken so long to get the right balance there, DEA? Maybe it's because it's impossible to win the war. It doesn't matter what balance that you strike. It doesn't matter how much prevention or enforcement or whatever that you do. You will never, ever stop people from wanting to alter their consciousness.
No, I don't think so. It seems to be a natural human trait. If it's not marijuana, it's alcohol. People do it all during the day with caffeine.
That's right. And with caffeine, it's slight. You get a buzz going. I mean, you feel maybe a little bit differently.
Get a little more work done.
With some other drugs, it's not so slight. But nonetheless, the desire on the part of a human being is the same. I want to experience something different. You know, when you live your life, in a small town, and all you do is you see the same buildings every single day of your life, you go through the same process, you go to the same job, you come home at night. I don't blame people for wanting to alter their state. That's what drugs do. Like you said, alcohol or whatever. You're never going to stop that demand. And if you can't stop the demand, you'll never stop the supply. Because entrepreneurs are out there, my friend. I mean, they claim that, oh, look, I mean, I saw a couple stories in the news today. Well, look at our big drug bust. We really stopped them. $5 million of drugs stopped right there at the border. We busted a $40 million ring in this city over here. That's what I saw today. There's a couple different drug busts. Big deal. That's a drop in the bucket. You've done nothing. You've done nothing. It's like you're like a little mosquito biting the drug cartel. That's all you are, DEA. You're laughable.
Well, even if they get one drug cartel or they knock up a couple of major ones, there's a vacuum.
That's
and
right.
There's a huge demand for this stuff, and it's going to be filled.
Yeah, exactly, because the profit's there. It's an illegal drug. Somebody else is going to step right up and take all those old customers. In fact, they're waiting for the opportunity. The reason why they aren't stepping up right now is because they don't have enough guys to shoot and kill the existing cartel, or they're afraid to.
If these things weren't illegal, there wouldn't be the shooting and killing of cartel members.
Correct.
You know, there wouldn't be this criminal element involved. There's
right.
no criminal element involved in alcohol.
Right.
There's
is
no
Jim Beam going after the manufacturers of Jack Daniels?
No. Are Marlboro cigarettes going and doing drive-bys on Camel cigarettes?
No. So, fact number...
And the thing about drive-bys is, who cares if they kill each other? What about the people, the innocent people that get caught in the middle?
Crossfire, sure. Fact number three, illegal drugs are illegal because they're harmful. And then if you click on each one of these here, it goes into more detailed, ludicrous claims. And they get into talking about specific drugs, saying that the drug dealers are... looking at hooking kids on ecstasy, apparently, man. Which, did you know this? The reason why they believe this is because they print things on street ecstasy.
Well, they used to say this about LSD. There's little cartoon characters on the LSD. They're trying to get kids involved.
Yeah.
They're selling them stickers.
Ludicrous. Well, anyway, so here's what they're claiming, that ecstasy, they say that in certain parties, in certain raves that they throw, they have testing areas. You can, for instance, go and buy yourself, if you buy yourself some ecstasy pills, street ecstasy, you don't know what you're getting. That's the problem here.
Sure.
That's one of the consequences of having drugs be illegal. Back when MDMA was fully legal, it was manufactured in a laboratory under controlled conditions, meaning that the ecstasy that you purchased back in the early 80s when it was legal was totally pure. It was exactly what you thought you were getting.
Right.
Today, if you go out and you spend $20, that's what they want on the street for these things. $20 a pill.
Good Lord.
You spend $20, you get a pill back on from a street dealer, you don't know what's in that. You know, it looks like a pill, and it's got some sort of little stamp on it, but that's all you know. So in the interest of harm reduction, the people that realize, the people that actually have some sense in the war on drugs, the testing groups, I think Dance Safe is one of them, dancesafe.org, they understand that the war on drugs is futile. They understand that people are going to continue to use drugs. And so they say, okay, well, we know that kids are going to be using this. We know that young people are, and people of all ages are going to be using this product. Let's make it so they can use it as safely as they possibly can. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Do you want kids overdosing?
Your kids?
Does anybody really want that? Okay, so in this case, this group comes into they'll come into a rave. Like big concerts, especially like Burning Man, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come into the rave, they'll set up a table, and it's, you know, it's totally private. You can take your pill that you bought to the table. You know, they shave off a little bit of it, they run a chemical test on it, and they'll tell you how pure it is. They'll tell you if there's MDMA in that pill or whatever, and then you'll know.
Sounds like harm prevention to me.
Yeah, that way you're not popping something into your body that you have no idea what it is. Doesn't that make sense?
I hear they put heroin in them to get people addicted to the pills because the MDMA is not...
They put all kinds of things in them. They put all kinds of things. They cut it with different stuff. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. So these people are doing this. Here's the DEA's claim about DanceSafe, about the testing organizations. By the way, they sell kits over the Internet, so even if you're not going to parties, you can still buy the kits and run tests on your own, on the your product that you get on your own. They claim... That once the, okay, here you go. Some foreign governments and private organizations in the U.S. have established ecstasy testing at rave parties. Once the drug is tested, it's returned to the partygoers. This process leads partygoers to believe that the government has declared their pill safe to consume. But the danger of ecstasy is the drug, not simply its purity level. I don't know anybody that thinks for a moment that a group called Dance Safe is the government. What kind of a claim is that, DEA? You have got to be kidding me. They are actually saying they don't want this to go on. The DEA is saying this is bad. This testing is bad. It's making it so kids think that this is okay. No, it's not. It's keeping kids alive.
It's the same nonsense about you know, not giving kids condoms because God knows they'll have sex.
Yeah, it's just total crap. Just total nonsense. And then they go into their laundry list of... they talk about cocaine, and yeah, cocaine's pretty bad stuff. Then they talk about marijuana, and they drag out all the old arguments about marijuana, that there's so many more people now reporting marijuana use in emergency rooms, and that means it's more potent and more dangerous than it's... Nobody has ever gone to the emergency room for smoking marijuana. Nobody. Nobody's ever died from smoking marijuana. The reason why, and the DEA won't reveal this...
I'm sure somebody had to have gone to the emergency room for smoking marijuana. Come on.
Maybe if they got freaked out or something like that, but it wouldn't have harmed them in any way. The thing the DEA's not telling you here is the reason why the amount of emergency room mentions, as they put it, of marijuana use has gone up by 6 times is because they're now required to report it, as I understand.
Mm.
So if a doctor, you know, if you go into the emergency room for having cut off your arm or something like that, and you mention to the doctor that you happened to smoke marijuana earlier in the evening, they are required to report that information.
Mm.
And that's the same claim they make about marijuana treatment. They'll claim that, look at the numbers of the people in treatment now. There's so many people getting treatment these days compared to before. This is an epidemic. It's a problem. Well, in fact, what's happening is they're mandating that people go to treatment now, which is something they didn't do 10 or 15 years ago. So that they're just making up their own numbers. It's just outrageous. 1-800-259-9231. If you disagree with me on this, if you think that the DEA is absolutely right. Let's move on to fact number four. Smoked marijuana is not scientifically approved medicine. Wait a minute. Are we in a break right now? I think we... Okay, we're going to go in 25. Okay, fact number four. Smoked marijuana is not scientifically approved medicine. Marinol, the legal version of medical marijuana, is approved by science. Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about medical marijuana when we get back. Smoked marijuana, yeah, it's not scientifically approved, but it's approved by the patients. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live. This is your show, 800-259-9231.
The Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of stuff on that site, including the bulletin board system. Over 80,000 posts, 1,200 people interacting. It's all free, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed there at the bulletin board system, freetalklive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. So if you think that liberty is important and you want to get back to freedom in America, it doesn't matter what your pet issues are. Everybody in the Free State Project has pet issues, I would say. You know, for you, Manwich, it might be the IRS.
Don't like them much.
For me, it might be the war on drugs. For somebody else, it might be gun rights. The cool thing is we're all moving in the same direction towards more liberty. We all understand that everybody's issues are going in a pro-liberty direction. And the cool thing about the Free State Project is we're all getting together in the same place to do it. All of the best liberty activists from around the world are coming to New Hampshire as a part of the Free State Project. And in fact, some of them are doing it sooner rather than later via the First 1000 Pledge, which you should definitely take a look into. If you find the Free State Project interesting, moving for liberty, definitely look into the First 1000 Pledge. It's right there on the top of their page at freestateproject.org. So we're going through the laundry list of the DEA's excuses for the war on drugs. They're trying to defend their jobs because they're scared. The legalization movement's making headway. Drugs aren't going away anytime soon, even though the DEA claims usage is way down. Oh, the DEA claims it's winning. We can't give up now. No, the translation here is, oh, no, the people are coming to the realization that drugs really, well, they're not going away. Maybe we should try to fight for our jobs and our paychecks, because that's all that this is. It's just them rationalizing what they do. And what they do is hurt people.
You know, they say that 95% of Americans don't do drugs, which means 5% do. And I'd venture to say that, you know, when Nixon started the war on drugs, that 5% of Americans were not doing drugs.
No, absolutely not.
0.5% perhaps.
Well, their next claim here is that smoked marijuana is not scientifically approved medicine. Marinol, the legal version of medical marijuana, is approved by science. So now the DEA has a monopoly privilege on scientific opinion.
Yeah.
Now the DEA just gets to sum up science in one paragraph and talk about what they think, because that's all this is. There's scientists on both sides of this. In fact, the only scientists that are on the anti-marijuana side are the ones that are employed by the DEA. Every other one of them that I, you know, that has looked into this particular issue, that has done any sort of, that has experienced a medical marijuana patient and their stories about this, their anecdotal evidence, and there's a lot of it, you know, knows that there's definitely something about this plant. In fact, a lot of the medical marijuana patients have tried Marinol, which is the, again, chemical, the pharmaceutical version of THC, which is the active, one of the active ingredients in marijuana.
Right.
They've tried Marinol, and it's just not what they're looking for, especially in the case of AIDS and cancer patients that are trying to keep down medications. They need fast-acting nausea relief, and they can't get that from the pill.
Right.
They have to smoke it. So there's a variety of reasons why people continue. I mean, if you're sick, it's probably not a good idea to smoke things, so obviously it's a balance of what's worse. You know, what's worse for you as an AIDS patient, puking your medication up or getting a little smoke in your lungs? That's a question that they should be free to decide.
I've got to say.
It's your body. You should be free to decide what you put in it.
And, you know, some drugs work better than others. And I can, you know, if they say that the marijuana works better than the Marinol, who the heck am I to tell them otherwise?
Fact number five. Drug control spending is a minor portion of the U.S. budget. Compared to the social costs of drug abuse and addiction, government spending on drug control is minimal. The legalization lobby claims that the United States has wasted billions of dollars in its anti-drug
efforts.
That's
true.
But for those kids saved from drug addiction, this is hardly wasted dollars. This is the old, if we just save
the
one
kids
kid,
criminal,
excuse.
The kids with criminal records?
Are oh, yeah, what about saved? Them? Yeah. More. How about the college kids that were busted with a little bit of marijuana and then refused any financial aid after that? Because there's a law now about that. It's called the Higher Education Act or something, where if you're in college and you get busted, your funding gets cut.
Wow.
See ya. But for those kids saved from drug addiction, it's hardly wasted dollars. Moreover, our fight against drug abuse and addiction is an ongoing struggle that should be treated like any other social problem. Would we give up on education or poverty simply because we haven't eliminated all the problems? You idiots. You don't give up on education. You're not trying to abolish teachers or abolish textbooks. It's not even a legitimate comparison. Would we give up on education? Compared to the social costs of drug abuse and addiction, whether in taxpayer dollars or in pain and suffering, government spending on drug control is minimal. Billions of dollars are being spent.
At all.
Sure, compared to the war in Iraq, it's a fraction of the cost. But
I don't know if it is. War in Iraq's $200 billion. I don't know if it's minimal compared to that.
Okay, well,
it's been going on longer.
It's a fraction of the cost. Anyway, and how about the hundreds of thousands of people's lives who have been ruined by their experiences with encountering the police and the DEA? What about them? Oh, they're not a factor, because they're the bad guys, right, DEA? They're bad, and they need treatment, and you're going to force them into it, because you know what's best for America. Number six, legalization of drugs will lead to increased use and increased levels of addiction. Legalization has been tried before and failed miserably. Legalization has been tried before. Alaska's experiment with legalization in the 1970s led to the state's teens using marijuana at more than twice the rate of other youths nationally. This led Alaska's residents to vote to recriminalize marijuana in 1990. As I understand it, in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands, when they legalized marijuana, usage did spike for a little bit. After they legalized it. Then it went down below the pre-legalization levels. That's a fact. That's documented. They probably just didn't give it enough time in Alaska. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about these pathetic excuses from the DEA? It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'd like you to vote for the show. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you like the fact that we give you everything on our website for free, cast your vote. It's a once-a-month sort of thing, simple process. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and you're done. And it helps us keep up on the top of the charts. It keeps us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. I believe we're currently ranked at number 3 because of your votes. We could use some more. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about the DEA and their pathetic excuses for their war on drugs. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Delaware. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hi. I wanted to tell you guys, I sent a letter through my state government explaining LEAP and ending prohibition, and they sent a reply back.
Really? Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is LEAP. That's who the you can go to their website at leap.cc. What did they say?
Well, they say they don't agree with my effort to end prohibition, and the reason is because he says he's an employer with over 100 employees, and he's saying how could we test them for drugs like we if they were made legal, because they could be using heavy machinery, and that would be dangerous.
You could test somebody for drugs anyway. Why is he confused? That confuses him? It's your business. You can test people for whatever you want. You can set whatever parameters you want on their employment.
Says, what would be a legal, appropriate marijuana content in the bloodstream of someone working heavy industrial equipment?
Is this a government bureaucrat writing this back to you?
He's from the Delaware legislature. I emailed all 40 members.
Wow. Well, there you go. I mean, tell him to set whatever levels he wants to. Tell him to consult with a doctor and set whatever levels he wants. Let the market decide.
Right.
You know, an employer could very well say that if you smoke marijuana or you're found with THC in your blood, you're not allowed to work here.
Sure they could.
I don't see any reason why they would have a problem. I don't see a problem.
Yeah, to suggest that we need to make it illegal for people to be able to test for it is silly. Is that all?
Right.
Was that his major objection?
He does. That's the major one. He does go on to say, he says, do drugs like heroin have a legal, usable amount? And he says, I know many families that have overdosed from that.
Have overdosed from heroin? The whole family has overdosed?
Well, just, no, families have been destroyed by the drug's addictive impact and death of overdose.
Well, you know, it's tough, man. Drugs aren't nice, necessarily.
Well,
but
the overdose could very well have been caused by the fact that it wasn't regulated. You know, there was no regulation on it. You don't know.
There was no controls on the process of creating the heroin. When you've got somebody mixing up a batch of drugs in their bathroom, and they're probably high as a kite themselves, and they don't pay attention to what it is that they're doing. This is actually something that I pulled from Jack Cole's paper. He sent me a big, huge essay about the war on drugs before he came on the show, and he's talking about how, you know, if the guy making the drugs isn't paying attention, he mixes something just wrong, he's going to have a batch that might turn out half extra strong and half extra weak. And then when he goes out and sells it on the street, there's going to be a bunch of users that are ticked off at him because they think that he was trying to rip them off by selling them weak product, and they live through it. The other half of the users ends up having a risk of overdose and dying because he screwed up in the lab. This is the kind of stuff that happens on the black market. Oh, and by the way, if a legitimate company was to manufacture heroin and someone was to overdose from it, then there might actually be some sort of action that could be taken. Today, try suing your drug dealer. Good luck with that. Hey, write back to him, Dave, and see if you get another response and share it with us. Thanks, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There's no accountability today, Manwich. If somebody screws up a batch of drugs, you just get to die or get hurt.
Yeah.
You don't get to get back at somebody unless you want to use violence.
Or the cops.
If the drugs were legal, you could take them to court. More coming back. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.